8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm. Today we're going to hear an excerpt of Drive-In Concert, because it won't all fit in the Radio Art Hour today. But you can hear the entire Drive-In Concert in the audio archives at wavefarm.org.
This is Andy Stuhl with the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive. You're about to hear a recording of a drive-in concert. This event took place in Los Angeles in March of 2020, amid the first major surge of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States. In place of a planned residency together that had to be canceled due to the virus, a group of electronic musicians devised the drive-in concert as a way they could perform together for a safely isolated audience. Their approach entailed setting up their gear in a van in an after-hours supermarket parking lot, arranging to transmit the sound from the van over a hyperlocal FM signal, and inviting attendees to park in the lot and tune in from their cars. The performers included Celia Hollander, Jeremiah Chu, Ben Babbitt, Booker Stardrum, and Marta Sophia Honer. Los Angeles station Dublab helped with the radio transmission, and around 100 cars attended. The recording is a reminder of the intense feelings of disruption and anxiety that attended the early stages of the pandemic, and the unique ways that radio provided creative continuity when other modes for sharing sonic space had to pause. Here is a drive-in concert.
Check this out.
We're live now. So we are... live here in the studio, in the room, in the lights on. If you're listening, you're on 99.1 FM, Vaughn's parking lot, / Taco Zone. We want to thank Dublab for helping make this happen.
Got it.
Here we are, all together, maintaining our social distance. This is an experiment, an idea from Celia Hollander and myself and Booker Stardrum. Open that.
Can you open?
I can open.
Oh, not you. Go ahead.
So we're here. This is a test, really. It's a test to see what can happen. If you want a clean feed, we suggest going to dublab.com. Otherwise, you can follow us along here live, but the feed is coming from the radio. We have the four of us, plus Marta Honer here, Booker Stardrum, Ben Babbitt, myself, Jeremiah Chu, and Celia Hollander, all taking turns in this van, broadcasting in a parking lot. as a way to just see what we can do in this challenging time of social isolation. We want to also make sure that we are being really thoughtful, really respectful, and really careful with all this stuff. So we certainly don't take this lightly, and want to make sure that we are doing this in the safest way possible, and suggest that anyone that's here also do that same thing. So please stay in your cars. Please tune in to 99.1 FM. And then we'll start a set of music here. 99.1 FM. So we'll start here with Marta Hohner. And then we'll just see how this all goes. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. That was Marta Honer forming a solo piece. Dialing some of the audio here. All right. Let's not.
Keep it on the DL.
This kind of relatively chill right now. We'll do a little transition and changeover. While that happens.
Who's next?
I think I'll go next. Why don't you tell, while I set this up, maybe you can say something about what we're trying to do here.
Well,
we're live.
We're going. I mean, I think everyone understands what we're doing here. This is a really rough time. And we got some wires crossed here.
This is live radio.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are all feeling this absolutely dire situation. There's just kind of there's no way around it. It is a really depressing time, and I think that a lot of our lifelines is being together and being able to do things together. And the four of us, Jeremiah, Celia, Ben, and I, were supposed to have a residency at Zebulon that, of course, we canceled, and then now Zebulon is closed. So we were trying to think of ways to do something else together. And Celia had the brilliant idea of doing something a little illegal. And
I don't know that it's illegal. we're just convening in a parking lot.
To do
a talk radio show in a van.
Well, I like that it's a little illegal anyway. And so here we all are, and I hope that we can all find a little bit of solace in this moment, because I think we're feeling a little lonely. And I know I am.
Where do I put this?
So we're taking all the risk here sitting in this van together, but hopefully you guys are staying safe and isolating. Physically isolating, maybe not socially isolating. I have nothing else to say. Thank you so much for being here.
We're going to attempt to change over now. See what happens.
Give you some space.
Okay.
Who should be next after you? Should I jump in here?
I think Celia jump in.
Okay.
We're hoping also to do this more often. Here I am, alone in a van. All right, let's see how quickly we can get this rolling. Oh.
Thank you.
Live radio. Hopefully you can hear us. That was me,
Jeremiah Chu.
keep honking to a minimum, please.
Until the end. Honking to a minimum.
That's what's gonna go live on your Instagram.
Oh, okay. Alex wants me to go live on my Instagram so I can do that.
For the curious, the lineup remaining, I'll be playing. I'm Celia Hollander. Then Booker Stardrum, and then Ben Babbitt will close the night.
Yep, and as you all know, we're trying to figure this out, how to actually do this well, so just bear with us. This is a test run you're all here for safely. I'm catching some feedback from myself. I can hear it, so. Okay, Celia.
Thank you all for coming out.
Yes. What level are you in?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listening to
99.1 FM KZUT Los Angeles, California.
That's right, Dublab.
Dublab.
Thank you so much to Dublab. We'll keep Celia's set going on right now, but we needed to make that station identification. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. That was Celia Hollander.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
We don't want to get kicked out. Yeah. We just had a little interaction with the Vaughn security, and everything's okay. But
let's maybe be respectful of our neighbors.
Yeah, refrain from the honking, even though it's much appreciated.
Thank you again for coming out tonight. It's really a dream in these times to see everyone through the dashboards.
So while we're setting Booker up here, just wanted to take a moment again to reiterate that basically Celia Hollander, myself, Jeremiah Chu, Ben Babbitt, and Booker Stardrum were initially supposed to be playing tonight at Zebulon, and we had been planning on this basically this month-long residency for quite some time that we put a lot of effort into, but I know that times are as such, and we want to make sure that everyone is safe and, you know, able to be respectful of each other's space and everything, but we do want to say that we know, for us, Zebulon's, like, totally invaluable in supporting and providing a platform for experimental music, for all sorts of different kinds of music, and so in the wake of them also being currently shut down, you can certainly help support them via going to their Instagram, going to buy gift cards, etc. The same way that we can do this with all of us. So we highly encourage everybody to try to go onto all the internet and help support all these places that we know are struggling, and we really don't have sort of an answer or an understanding of how it's going to resolve right now. So I think all we can do is just really work together and communicate with each other and try to do things like this that can bring community together in a safe way, but also know that so much is unknown right now and also just changing every day. If you want to also support any of the musicians in here tonight, you can certainly Venmo myself, and I can help distribute that. It's at Jeremiah Chu, C-H-I-U, at Venmo, if that helps. Also, look at all of our band camps. You can also find all of us via Dublab. Dublab has been a huge support. We're using their help right now to make this broadcast happen on 99.1. So we really want to see all the opportunities that we can discover together, and we want this to be a platform and opportunity for us to figure out new ways, creative ways to be together, to not just totally isolate and forget that this world exists. So I think it's really important. Real life is happening right now, outside, everywhere, via this microphone, via us figuring out how to do this broadcast for the first time in a van, in a parking lot, in a city on the earth. So we definitely encourage you to reach out with ideas. I always think that challenging times call for creative solutions or creative action. In addition to all of us being able to sort of be here, I think it's important to see how we can also reach out to the people that can't and don't have the same kind of support that we have. So as much as this is a creative way for us to gather, we want to make sure that we're paying attention to all of the really intense stuff that's happening and going to happen out there. So thanks again for listening. We're going to get Booker lined in here and started in just a second, so hold tight.
Brief line check. I don't know where these were at before, unfortunately. You were at the middle?
Yeah. Want to give it a go?
I'm going to give it a little sound. How's it?
6-0-8-9-9.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.